It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Miss Fantasia Verino, brava, 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 brava to you. I am so proud of you. And I know you saw the film for the first time. First time, it's hard to take it all in. Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
I was numb. I thought I was gonna go in and critique myself the whole time. Mm-hmm. When we do albums, we listen to the album, we go in and we're like, should have changed this, should have did that, do a video. But I actually forgot that it was me. Mm. I forgot that that was me. From young Celie to older Celie. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing.
So I think it's now you auditioned, what, almost 20 years ago for American Idol. Mm-hmm. This is a full circle moment that you are now starring in The Color Purple, the starring role, number one on the call sheet. What does that mean?
For me, after all that I had to go through, mm-hmm. it means God didn't forget about me. Because there were times where I felt that way. Mm-hmm. There were times when I felt, why are you going so hard? Why are you doing this? You might as well just pack it on up and go home. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was telling you, I'm so much like Celie. I had no other choice but to keep going. Mm-hmm. Even when I didn't want to keep going, there was something in me that was just going.
Yeah, it's so interesting because Whoopi has said playing the role of Celie was so different for her that it was easy for her to allow Celie's pain to stand on its own because it was separate from her. Mm. You, as you just indicated, have had the opposite experience. You've said, I am Celie. So are you comfortable in talking about why?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm Celie. I never thought I was beautiful. Mm. I was that little black girl with big lips. I had a gift. I knew I had a gift, but I never thought I was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Picked on, bullied, molested. Mm. At a young age. Mm-hmm.
Mm. How young were you?
I was about 7, 8. Mm. So all of those things that I bury, when I step into Celie's shoes, they come back up. Mm-hmm. Education wasn't big in our home. Mm-hmm. Singing was. Mm-hmm. Get the song right. Mm-hmm. Sing it right. Mm-hmm. I never got in trouble for education. So it wasn't something that I focused on. Mm-hmm. So I lacked in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Lack of, because that's not what was emphasized in your household.
It was all music. All music. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't get in trouble for making bad grades. We got in trouble if we didn't learn the music, mm-hmm. perform it the way mm-hmm. my father wanted it to be mm-hmm. performed. So I lacked in that area. Mm-hmm. I dropped out in ninth grade. And from there, I just focused on the music and bad relationships.
And bad relationships.
Abusive relationships.
So you've had some misters in your own life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. More to come after this short break.
No two travelers are exactly alike. And that means no two trips should be either. Texas' vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. Are you a beach person? Well, you'll be having fun under the sun with Texas' 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies can't get enough of Texas' world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
You know, I heard that when you were asked, Scott Sanders said this to me, that when he first asked you about doing the Broadway musical, you weren't sure. You said you had to pray on it because you weren't sure that you had what it takes. You did, for 8 shows a week. What was your prayer during the shooting of this film?
That God would allow me to go back and actually see something different this time. Mm. What I mean by that is, I'm healing. I'm working on myself. I do therapy. I journal. I won't allow my past to dictate my future. Mm-hmm. So I pushed a lot of things behind me. Mm-hmm. I'm married now, mm-hmm. happy, beautiful man. I mean, beautiful man. Mm-hmm. Great to me and my children. He uplifts me, builds me up. So a lot of those things in the past, I don't have to really dwell on anymore. But playing Celie, it had to come back up. So I wanted God to show me something different. Mm-hmm. And he did.
And he did.
And he did.
I know the days and nights of filming were long. I mean, sometimes you're doing those scenes, it's 4 in the morning. What was the toughest scene for you?
I think all of them were tough for me. Mm-hmm. All of them were tough. Celie's posture, to be silenced, especially now that all of the things I just got through sharing with you, school, I'm back in college.
Wow.
So it's like I had to go back to that place, and I always think about other women mm-hmm. who are gonna go through this stuff, who are mm-hmm. going through this stuff right now, mm-hmm. younger women. Mm-hmm. Who you can't tell nothing right now. They got to experience, they got to feel it, they got to see it. And you want to save them because you've been there and you've done that, but you can't. Mm-hmm. So my heart cries out for them. Mm-hmm. I have a 21-year-old. I have nieces. And I want so bad to sit them down and say, look what happened. But it don't work like that. Mm-hmm. God has to allow everybody to go through their own journey. Mm-hmm. So when Celie goes back, when I go back into that place, when I remember those things and I think of all of the young black girls who are gonna go through so much more than I went through, all of them, it was hard the whole entire
Everything
time.
Everything was hard. Yes. Everything was hard. I'm wondering, what were your feelings about stepping into this iconic role, the iconic shoes of Whoopi Goldberg? Were you?
Well, yeah, that was hard because she did such an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Such an amazing job, but I kept saying, okay, God, I don't want to, when I go in, allow my Celie mm-hmm. to live and not think about anything else.
You want to make it your own. So how did you think about making it your own?
Just my story.
It's your story.
Just my story. Your story. Going back into my past, my truth. Mm.
If you could ask Celie any question, what would it be? If you were able to sit down and talk to Celie, and you could ask her anything you wanted to ask, what would that be?
I think I would talk to the older Celie. Mm-hmm. And I would ask her, how do you feel now? Mm-hmm. How do you feel now after all you went through?
I think she's feeling a lot like you right
Come
now.
On. Come on with it. I think so too.
Yeah.
But to get there, to go through all that I went through and all that Celie went through, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to not be able to get that stuff out, to not be, so Sophia could come through and say what she wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Suge came through and said what she wanted to, but Celie couldn't say what she wanted to say. That eats a person up on the inside.
Yeah.
And I always felt like that. I just wish I could. But my heart, I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm a lover. I'm a Cancer. I'm like my grandmother. I want to take care of everybody. But while you're taking care of everybody, you're steady getting beat up on. And while you're getting beat up on, everybody else has a voice, but yours has to. That's all.
One of the things that I've heard you say about this film, and I believe it to be true, is that women will be healed. Women will be healed from the viewing of The Color Purple. Tell me why you think that.
I was healed. I was healed. I don't want to cry this whole time.
Let's just cry together. You were healed.
Yeah. We have a strength about us that sometimes we don't even realize. I just got through talking to my 21-year-old about this. She's hitting some areas in her life and boys and certain things, and I tell her, you don't even know how strong you are, baby. I see what you can't see. For her to make it through that, me to make it through what I made it through. And for these young girls that are gonna watch it and see it, there's moments where you get pissed off, get mad. They're gonna not like a lot of the things that Mr. does or Mr. says or her father does to her. But in the end, when she comes out and says, I'm here. I may be this. I may be that. I realize it's the simple things in life that I still have that I can hold on to that make me the woman that I am today. They will all be healed through this movie, through Celie's story, through Suge's story, through Sophia's story.
You know, I've seen through the process of production, I'm sure I've seen you sing that song 100 times, I'm Here. And every time it still takes my breath away. I mean, the power and depth of emotion that's coming through, it's like you're not just singing that song for you, you're singing it for everyone who has endured any kind of pain and been allowed to come out on the other side of it and be victorious. What were you tapping into to reach that kind of power? Because it literally comes through the screen. And I remember when you were doing it on Broadway, you would get a standing ovation every time. And so when you're sitting in a theater and you're watching it, and we've watched other people watch it, the emotion in the room is palpable. I think everybody is tapping into their own. It becomes an anthem. It becomes an anthem of triumph for people.
It says a lot. Because every woman in that room, every woman, even when I did it on Broadway, has a different story.
Everybody does.
But have been through some things. The men.
Even the men.
I would have men to come up to me and say, I'm a man, but it's something about my husband yesterday. Because he has a story. He has a mother. He put his mother through some things. He put women through certain things. And it was a moment where he said, wow. It was Mr. and old Mr. sitting at the table alone after the Easter dinner, and they were just there by themselves. And I heard my husband in the back say, the moment when you realize that a black woman's presence is gone. So when we hear I'm Here, everybody can relate because we've all been through some things. And for me, I tap into my grandmother when I sung it on set.
You were thinking about your grandmother.
Yeah, strong black woman. She's not with us today, but I know she's watching. She's here with me. And she moved a lot of needles.
Yeah.
And to make sure that I'm sitting here with you today, so I tap into her, I sing it for her. I know what she went through. I know her story. So I'm singing for every black woman who's been through something, who's been told that they're nothing, there will never be nothing, that they're ugly because of the color of their skin. I'm singing it for them. And I want them to walk out of the theater, and I want them to know that they are queens. And if it had not been for the women who came before us and paved the way, we wouldn't be here today. Thank you. And I want all the young women to know you can do this. You're beautiful just the way God made you. No matter what a man says, no matter what you've been through, that is your testimony. Use it. Don't let it break you. Use it. You were asking me how I was healed. And I realized at the end of the movie that I was able to forgive everyone who hurt me.
Wow.
When Seely sends Mr. an invitation to the Easter dinner.
Wow, Fantasia, wow.
She sends him an invitation. And she's sitting there and she's happy and she's joking with him about his pants. And
yeah.
She has a heart of forgiveness.
Yeah.
I was able to walk away and forgive from my childhood to my father.
Wow.
I was able to forgive. So I'm free now. Thank you for asking me to do it again. Because at first I said, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you, I asked God, show me something different this time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Yeah. And I think that is one of the most powerful messages of this movie. When you say that people will come away and be healed, I think one of the most powerful healing experiences is this admitting of the message of forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so people walk in there, and as you know, that you forgive not for the other person, you're forgiving for yourself. For yourself to be released. And so I think that is going to happen with our film. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday who were saying they were seeing it for the first time, and that it's a revival. It feels like many things dead coming alive. That's what somebody said. It feels like dead things coming alive, and a revival of the kind of spirit that it takes to move you forward. And everybody can relate to that in their own family.
Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Shop by price, like 25 and under to 100 and under. Category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. Get top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
You were saying that you, when you're singing I'm Here, you're doing it for every woman who's been through something, and every man who's been, every person, let's just say, every person who's been through something and can still say, that happened to me, and that happened to me, and I wasn't supposed to be, but I'm still here. I'm still here. This movie is a celebration of sisterhood. What was the dynamic between you and Danielle and you and
Suge Avery,
Miss Taraji?
You know, I told Bliss several times on set, I said, man, you handpicked everybody so perfectly. Mm-hmm.
This casting is out of this world.
Perfect.
It's this casting.
Offset, Taraji was Suge. Offset, Danielle. I was just looking at them like, you are so Sophia. You are so Suge Avery. Their stories, we would go and sit and talk, have long, deep conversations. Which I don't even think we intentionally were doing that.
Yeah.
But good Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, the good Lord works in mysterious ways.
Hearing everybody's story.
Ooh.
I said, okay, God, you're up to something.
Yeah. In this version of The Color Purple, Seely and Suge's relationship is more fully explored. Mm-hmm. There's a real kiss and all that. How do you want to portray Seely's love for Suge?
You know, Suge was the first person that came into Seely's life to show her love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it was that she was just in love with, because she was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was just in love that somebody was showing her love.
Yes.
And affection.
And tenderness.
Yes.
And tenderness.
Yes. And she could speak.
Yeah.
She had a voice.
And it was the first time she felt seen by anybody. Yes.
So she fell in love. Mm-hmm. Immediately. She fell in love before she got there.
Yes, because of the picture on mm-hmm. the... Yeah. Who is this woman? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was something about her picture. It was something about her sassiness, you know, that she could just see. And then when she heard her music, it was like, ah.
Wow.
Oh, what is this?
Yes. What is this?
What is this?
So I'm still tearing. So when Alice Walker visited the set, I asked her about what Celie means to her today. And she said, it means I've watched a lot of women become free.
Wow.
She said, free to express their love, free to express their sexuality, mm-hmm. free to express mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. Has Celie brought you freedom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so free.
That's so good.
I'm so free. I'm so free that I love just seeing other people be free. Like, earlier today, we had a little hiccup. Mm-hmm. And I said, everything's gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. And I think my team was very surprised. Like, you all right? I said, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. My husband looked at me and said, everything's gonna work out. I said, baby, everything has worked out thus far. Everything. Mm-hmm. Celie brought me so much freedom, there's no need to stress. If she could deal with Mr. and his children and everything else she'd deal with, there's no need to stress.
Well, that iconic that iconic dinner table scene mm-hmm. where Celie gets up and she puts the knife to Mr.'s throat, were you nervous about that scene, or was that scene also a releasing for you?
Releasing.
It was a releasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, I mean... I think there were times where we had to take breaks, mm-hmm. where I just needed yeah. a moment.
Yeah.
But it was very, and Coleman said to me, go there. I love Coleman.
I mean, I was just gonna say,
I love Coleman.
I watched him be the master of the set, just really, the way he handled you and the way yes. he handled.
Yes, he would come to me after every scene, and he would say, are you okay? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
I said, go. Cause you're gonna allow me to be able to free myself from some things that I've seen in my life. Uh-huh. So go. But he would check on me every time.
You did that every time with Hallie too. Every single
yeah?
time when they were doing that, when she was fighting him in that scene. I mean, it just, the first time I watched it, I was just like, wow, look at how he manages himself as an actor and also as a human being. Mm-hmm. So giving you the confidence that you can keep going and you can go stronger and you can go as strong as you needed to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. yeah. He said, put it to my neck. Go there, I'm with you. And I think that, wow.
You just had an aha. Go ahead.
We had deep conversations. I think Coleman, he knew I needed to get it out as well. Mm. Wow.
In the final scene, the entire cast is gathered around this ethereal tree. We called it the Angel Oak. And I was there and watched all day. You do take after take after take after take, bringing your full self, bringing all of your emotion. What was it like for you to film that moment around the tree?
When you come from a big family, mm-hmm. a talented family, mm-hmm. where there can be a lot of chaos, mm-hmm. drama.
And competition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Say the word.
Okay, competition.
Uh-huh.
And then me being a mother.
Yeah.
A young mother at that. I was 17 when I had my daughter. That moment for me was the moment that I hoped for. Mm. So because I want to see it come to pass, I said, let's live it right now. Mm-hmm. Where you can see communities come together, families come together. It can happen. Mm-hmm. And Celie made it happen.
Where are you going to be on Christmas Day when this movie opens? Set the scene for us.
Christmas Day with my family in a theater with all of my family. We're going to bring that last scene to pass. Mm. I'm going to do it. Because I told you, I forgive. I'm free now. I want them to feel that freedom. And I want them to see this movie because they're gonna be healed. They're gonna be healed. So we'll be in a theater. We'll have food. We'll have pictures of grandmama. And healing will take place within my family. I speak that into existence. Celie saw it. She knew it. That quilt she was working on, she just brought it all together. So now I'm gonna do that with my family. And I pray that there's so many other families out there. Mm-hmm. There's so many families out there that would do the same, because it's the truth. I said I couldn't do this movie, and I did it. And it was a God thing, and I had to do it. Families will be healed. Women, men, children will be healed. Fathers will speak to sons again. Mothers will speak to their daughters again. People will be healed. So we'll be in the theaters, and I know other families will too, and God's gonna move through the color purple. Thank you.
It's a holy moment for you. Thank you. I can't wait for the world to see you rise into this role. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Color Purple is in theaters on Christmas Day.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.